The firing of Tucker Carlson is going to backfire on the cult of death that's responsible for it, or as Matt Taibbi calls it, this is very worth your reading, the censorship industrial complex. Rod Dreher calls them the cathedral. I call them the herd economic farm led by Klaus Schwab and all the stakeholders. The Great Reset Cabal. They're also, and you must know this, you must be very clear about this, this is a Freemason-led effort. They stand on the precipice now. They're on the precipice. They're right there. What they think is the takeover of the free world. They want to run things. They're not satisfied with what they're already able to do to us. They're not satisfied with the billions of lives that they're currently ruining and the course of those lives who are now headed directly to hell. Not satisfied with that. They want all of our destruction. So this whole thing now that has been orchestrated or has occurred or has happened to one Tucker Carlson, there's going to be a discussion and then a response to this that no one could have foreseen or planned. You see, they thought if they just whacked him, cut his head off, let the blood spill out on the floor, that all of us would go running into our little mouse holes in the baseboards, we'd return back to our lowly stations in life and search for little nuggets of cheese if we could find it, and then we'd drop the whole matter because we don't have anyone that's on broadcast TV to lead us anymore. And then we would go then softly into that good night, and then they'd be done with us. They believe that they actually think that this is a kill shot. And, you know, the reaction of the usual suspects kind of says that they think that it's a kill shot. Because, you know, when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez goes on Instagram, and she goes on Instagram Live and goes, can that happen to a better person? He, like, got what he deserved. So did he get what he deserved? This is my question. Or did all of you that were watching him get what you deserved? Because he's nothing by himself. He's just a guy in a room talking to four walls. What makes him powerful and what's made him popular is you, your eyeballs and your ears. Me. We went to Tucker's media page every morning to see what had occurred on Tucker Carlson tonight because we knew we could get great content in case you missed it, to relay to you. So, is it about Tucker, or is it about you? Now, quickly now, and I don't know any way to parse this, or to actually research this. I could probably find out, but I'd have to have access to the actual Nielsen and Adweek ratings reports. You'd have to actually dig into the spreadsheets to find out what I'm about to talk about for just a moment here. Be very cautious, though, about the number of people, about saying the number of people that were following Tucker Carlson on Fox News exclusively. Like Megyn Kelly's out there on her podcast going, he can do it. And I'm not saying that he can't. Last Adweek report that I saw, and you can find it in thekingdude.substack.com, my Substack from a couple days ago. The last Adweek report, just, and you need to know this, and if you're going to talk about this, then you have to have the you need to have your ducks in a row, your facts correct. Looking at the ratings last Thursday night. 8 p.m. These are 25-54 demographic. And by the way, why do they publish that? That is the, what is called, that is the demo. Adults 25-54, that's where about two-thirds of all purchases are made. Which is why it's the most prized demographic in all of television. and all of radio. Now, there are other demos that are prized, 18 to 34, for example, but for only specific things. Because an 18 to 34-year-old is going to buy and is going to consume in higher quantities certain things that a 25 to 54-year-old, and I realize there's a little overlap there. So the 25 to 54-year-old, when I worked in broadcast radio, this is the demo that they told us. This is our guy. You need to get this guy who's in that demo or this gal who's in that demo to listen. And so we point what we do to that demographic. It's called targeting. So 25 to 54-year-old demo, and this is a live plus SD, which I assume to mean SD is standard definition, is probably broadcast over the, for people that actually pick television stations up over an HD antenna. Here you go. Start at 6 p.m., Brett Baer, 2.37 million. And then CNN with 1.05 million. 7 p.m., you got prime time now. This is the prime time show, 2.29 million on Fox News. Aaron Burnett, 1.29 million. And then you go, and then someone named Reed on MSNBC, the same as Aaron Burnett. 8 p.m. here, this is prime. 8 p.m. is the prime time. 8 p.m., Carlson, 3.34 million. What was that number again? 3.34 million viewers. Okay. Anderson Cooper, DC 180, 1.15, and Hayes, whoever that is on MSNBC, 1.42. Here's the number you need to know. Okay, you go from primetime 2.29 million to Carlson 3.34. Do the math. So 3.34000 minus 2.29000 equals approximately 1 million more people. Go to Hannity. That's 9 p.m. 2.55 million. And then primetime on CNN goes below a million, actually. And then some dude named Wagner on MSNBC goes up 1.7 million. What's the point, Mike? And Laura Ingram, 2.11 million viewers. That's a little later on the East Coast. That's 10 p.m. A lot of old people are in bed by then in that 25 to 54-year-old graphic. What's the point? If I'm looking at these numbers, what I see here then is about a million people or so, give or take a million or so, on any given night, were tuning into Fox News and had no use for Sean Hannity. Had no use for Laura Ingraham. Have no use for Primetime or Brett Baer. Maybe have a use for The Five. And that is probably because of Greg Gutfeld and Jesse Waters. So what are you seeing here? The MAGA faithful, or whichever you wish to call them, that are going, that were watching Tucker Carlson, about three quarters of them were also watching Hannity. So throw them out. They're not the activists. These are not the activists you're looking for. The true number, the super fan number is that 1 million. Now, that's still a substantial audience, but it's not 3.5. So my point is that the 2.5 that are there for Hannity and the same ones that are there for The Five are probably not going to leave Fox News. This is the wager that Lachlan Murdoch and Susan, is it Cooper or Scott, whatever her name is, made in firing Tucker. They wagered that they can afford to lose the $1 million because they are wagering now that the $2.5 million, the base, aren't going anywhere. Now, we don't know if that's true or not. We could get ratings from tomorrow. We'll get them next Friday or Monday. And then, you know, you'll get your first indication. But that's the bet that they made. So, again, hardly anyone is going to break this down for you the way that we're going to break it down here for you, because we actually work in the broadcast business and we know it. So, this is the bet. This is the same bet SiriusXM made when they whacked me. They had numbers that showed that there were more people listening to me than were listening to Hannity and listening to Wilkow and listening to whoever, I think it was Beck, whoever else was on the Patriot Channel. They made a bet that their base was not going to leave. Now, I think that that bet was probably correct. So it's not 3.4 million that you're talking about. Take the difference here. Now, again, that 1 million is still significant. And there are days when it's more than a million. Like when he was when he was interviewing Elon Musk, it's about a million and a half. That's your true blue. That's your Tucker true blue. It's not to say that the other people didn't like him and didn't watch him. Do not misunderstand and do not misquote me, but I am telling you, your average boobus Americanus Fox News watches is not going to leave. Now, they probably will bleed that 1 million. Now, where are they going to go? I hope they come to the Crusade Channel, but where are they going to go? So that's the question. I just wanted to get the numbers part out of it. You know, all the people are saying, Fox are going to lose $3.5 million. No, they're not. That is not how Boobus Americanus Magus works.
Like my dad. My dad's not
going to... Maggie, say that out loud because it's a good point. You have someone that you can actually...
You take someone like my father. The first thing he does is he wakes up, turns on the TV to Fox News, and starts making coffee. That man...
That's not
going to
change.
...is not going to find or seek out an alternative... way of watching Tucker. It's just not going to happen.
Now, if he stumbles on it, he will.
Yes, if he...
But you're going to... Look, and I can tell you. You saying you're as good as Tucker? Yeah, I think I am, actually. Just if all things being considered equal, I don't think I'm superior. I think we're in the same genre. We do the same thing. Yes, people are going to follow. But what Megyn Kelly is out there saying, of course, Megyn Kelly is a dunce. In some things, she doesn't know what the hell she's talking about. That is, it won't be that kind of groundswell. Now, there is that Rogan audience, and there is that Crowder audience out there, and I think that and they may already be in the Tucker audience. Now, this is not me trying to poo-poo the future for Tucker Carlson, because I like Tucker. It's not anything. I'm sorry. I just want you to have clear thinking on this so that you understand what the cabal did and why they're willing to risk that. They don't. In the one hand, I'm saying, well, this is why they did it. And on the other hand, a million people is a lot of freaking people. You can do a lot with an army of a million people. Look at what's done with an army of 30-some-odd thousand here on the Crusade Channel when it comes to miraculous healings and miracles and conversions to the faith and what have you here. You can do a lot with a million people. So please don't think that I'm trying to tamp down the expectations. I'm just telling you why they think they can get away with this. And again, I can only say that because I have experience in it, and I've actually sat in a room. I've been in on conversations like this. And I was never asked whether or not someone should be whacked or not. But it was explained to us after the fact that, well, we didn't need that. We're going in a different direction anyway. So, and anyway, I just thought I would bring it up just so we'd have some full disclosure here. So this is the number then you're dealing with. It could be a million, it could be a million and a half if you add in, like I said, when he interviewed Elon Musk, it was the most watched segment on all of cable news for the entire month of April. That's significant, probably for the year. So now, are SpaceXers coming in, or are there MAGAs coming in, or libertarians, probably more libertarians? So there are others out there, but just understand the number game here and why it is that these people do the things that they do. By the way, Tucker has retained a lawyer, which again indicates to me that this was not a smooth passing agree to disagree here. And as we continue to get the narrative, there's a story out there. Did you print the Vanity Fair piece? All right, there's a story out there. I don't know if I believe this or not, but I'm just going to hang on. I'm going to share this here with you because I believe that what's going to happen after the fact, the cabal, the global, the failed economic great reset, Freemasonic cabal, the cathedral, the censorship industrial complex did not believe or did not see, didn't see the long-term effects. I think Gonzalo Lira said something about the long-term effects of what they have done. There is a piece at Vanity Fair. Here it is. Tucker Carlson's prayer talk may have led to Fox News ouster. That stuff freaks Rupert out.
Oh, well.
You gotta throw that in there. He asked people to pray! No! Not that! Yes, that. You ask people to pray? Tucker, you're not supposed to do that. You keep your religion out of my politics. I don't want your religion in my politics. Oh, but you want your religion of sacrificing babies, of human blood sacrifices on altars called abortion tables or whatever it is that they perform this ghastly murder on. But that's fine. Your sacrament, which is abortion, your sacrament, which is the Q and LGBTQ, do you know that yesterday they actually invited the cast of the freaking L Word to the White House? So that Corinna Jean-Pierre Blackety Ann could throw an arm around one of them and go, this is so awesome, you're so brave and courageous.
It was National Lesbian Appreciation
yesterday. Day. Yesterday was National Lesbian. Did you appreciate a lesbian yesterday, you people? I abstained. Yep, couldn't find any lesbos to appreciate. Sorry. 24, I wasn't looking for any lesbians to appreciate. I don't appreciate lesbians. I appreciate hetero women that have lots of children and love them. Children populate the kingdom of heaven, you know. Not having them doesn't populate the kingdom of heaven. I'm not saying.
You advance no agenda.
Just kind of saying. Lesbians advance no agenda. None. 24 hours after Fox News ousted its highest-rated host, the network has yet to explain. Blah, 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 blah. But none of these potential readers fully add up, writes Gabriel Sherman at Vanity Fair. Fox News anchor Maria Bartiromo hyped Dominion conspiracy for far more than Carlson did, and yet she remains on the air. Fox had access to Carlson's texts and emails in the Dominion lawsuit for months and didn't punish him for it. Fox hosts sued for sexual harassment in the past, were fired publicly for cause, but Carlson wasn't. According to a source, Carlson wasn't even fired and remains on the Fox News payroll. Now, again, why haven't we heard anything? What I tell you? Contracts. There are clauses in contracts. Non-competes, non-disclosures. If you want A, Tucker, then per the contract, you have to do B. Which may be, you're not going to say a word for a year and a half. He may completely disappear. People are thinking that this is what, you know, because we expect things to happen immediately in the internet age. It's going to happen tomorrow. We're going to get the big announcement tomorrow. You may not get the big announcement for a year. Now, I am sure that there is a way for him to leak the parts of what's going on to someone else that can report it and can't track it back to him. But if they could track it back to him, that would put him in violation and breach of the contract. You don't want to do that. These people don't play a game. I'm telling you, I've read the contracts, and I was a nobody. I can't imagine the iron. My contracts were 6, 7, 8 pages long. The longest one I ever signed was 9 pages long. His is probably 90. So when people are wondering, why haven't we heard from Tucker? Because Fox News told him, if you blab a word, clause X, you blab a word, we're going to invoke, boom, 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 clause X. So the mystery remains. Well, a new theory has emerged, according to Vanity Fair. According to the source, Fox Corp Chair Rupert Murdoch removed Carlson over remarks Carlson made during a speech at the Heritage Foundation's 50th anniversary gala on Friday night. Carlson laced his speech with religious overtone that even Murdoch found too extreme, the source who was briefed on Murdoch's decision-making said. Now again, what is the Crusade Channel Mike Churchill rule on sources? If you can't tell me who it is, it didn't happen. An anonymous source. Now, if a journalist cites an anonymous source that they're protecting, and there's a big difference here, an anonymous source that I'm protecting, this is, like I'll give you a perfect example. Former FBI agent, well, still FBI agent, he's not practicing, Kyle Serafin. When Kyle Serafin was on this show back in February, and we were talking about the leak, you know, the FBI has embeds in traditional Catholic Latin mass growing people groups, and that they process this report of why they need to be surveilled because they are potential terrorists and what have you here. When I asked Kyle, how assured are you on the source? What did he say, Maggie? 100%. That's the source is bulletproof. 100%. Stake my life on it. But I'm not, don't even ask, because I'm not going to tell anyone who it is. I'm going to protect my source. So we know it's someone in the FBI. Now, that's an example of someone protecting and who's saying, I have a source and I'm not going to tell you who it is. When they just publish out their sources say, that's a rumor. That's hearsay. The only reason I'm reading this is because I suppose it's possible. Carlson laced his speech with religious overtones, tones that even Murdoch found too extreme. The source who was briefed on Murdoch's decision-making said, Carlson told the Heritage Foundation audience that national politics has become a Manichaean battle between good and evil. Actually, you don't have that right. The Manichaeans believe in a good God and an evil God. It wasn't good and evil. It's a good God, two gods, and an evil God, which is why it was a heresy. Carlson said that people advocating for transgender rights and DEI programs want to destroy America and that they could not be persuaded with facts. We should say that and stop engaging in these totally fraudulent debates. I've tried. That doesn't work, he said. I have concluded it might be worth taking just 10 minutes out of your busy schedule to say a prayer for the future, and I hope you will. And then the source said, that stuff freaks Rupert out. He doesn't like all the spiritual talk. Well, that explains a lot, doesn't it? And then they asked someone at Fox for a comment, and they declined to comment. It's been reported that Lachlan Murdoch and Fox News CEO Suzanne Scott made the decision on Friday to fire Carlson on Friday night. Murdoch was perhaps unnerved by Carlson's messianism because it echoed the end times worldview of Murdoch's ex-fiancee and Leslie Smith, the source. This is just a bunch of speculative crap here. At the end of the day, who wanted Carlson gone? The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Who wanted Carlson gone? Well, they're all celebrating now. It's not hard to figure it out.
There are many number of people that want to
get there are an awful lot of people that are out there going, yeah, we finally got him. But here's what they have not considered. And they truly have not considered this. The fallout. What are those million people capable of doing? And by the way, 80-some-odd million people voted for Trump in 2020. Trump has lost none of his popularity or very little of his popularity. He might have even gained some popularity. In that 3.5 million rating number are mainly, or a lot of MAGA people. There are neocons in there, and we know that because they endure Hannity for whatever stupid reason. That is not the total potential audience. You start pissing off 8 digits worth of people, and bad things are going to happen to your program. You start lopping the heads off of people in public and broad daylight and boasting and bragging about it, and whatever it is that you're selling and whatever it is that you have taken over and that you now think you own, and now there's no Tucker Carlson there to stop you. There's no Tucker to talk about, hey, why are we sending $100 billion to this vagabond, warmongering lunatic in Ukraine? Why are we funding the slaughter of an entire generation of Ukrainian young men to do what? To provide what? For the royal Biden family and the rest of the World Economic Forum's global reset cabal. We're protecting pederasts. Look, if you start checking the box, look at Glenn Greenwald's a tweet on this. I'll read it to you. Tucker was the cable host who most, quote, opposed U.S. proxy war in Ukraine. True. Denounced CIA, FBI, DHS for its systemic lies and corruption. True. Devoted himself to a pardon for Julian Assange. True. Objected to the regime change efforts in Cuba. True. And then criticized the Trump administration's militarism. Everyone thinks that Carlson was like, yeah, MAGA, 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 Trump, Trump, Trump. Just like here on this show, we never promoted and never defended a lot of what Trump did and won't. Tucker didn't either. But the primary crime, which leads me also to believe that there is this censorship bureau, industrial complex bureau behind all this. Maggie, do you have is it a soundbite or is it a quote from the chief of police of the Capitol Hill cops?